pleasure to have in studio with his former River King, Jake Ludd, getting ready to go to school at Missouri Science and Technology this fall. But before he gets down there, still some more golf to be played yet. Jake, congratulations on that national qualifier in Ankeny. You shot a 66. Tell us about the day.
It was unbelievable. As I told you before, I went down the day before and played a practice round, and I didn't know the course at all, so I made sure I took as many notes as I could. That way I can go out the next day and know where to miss the ball. And I mean, I just had everything down to the yardages, and you know, I was just able to go off the notes, and my game was on that day as well. I had a lot of wedge shots, and you know, I hit them close and was able to capitalize on a couple of those and a couple extra things. I was able to make a couple bombs. I had one little mishap at the beginning of the day, but other than that, I just was able to put myself in position to get up and down whenever I needed to.
A little mishap, no doubt, when you shoot a 66. Is that your lowest score? Have you gone under that?
That's my tied for my lowest score. I also shot the same score at Valley Oaks about 2 months ago.
But of course, you're very
familiar with that course. So this one was a lot better. This one meant a lot more. You know, going out there, yeah, it felt good to shoot that out there at my home course. But knowing that I have to go out there and put out a good score, because there's a ton of great players out there that, you know, I knew were going to be some tough competition. So I knew I had to go out there and put a score down, otherwise I wasn't going to be good enough. So I went out there, did the best I could, and if it wasn't good enough, then you know, I gave it all I had.
I know when I score well, relatively speaking, it's generally because I'm making my putts. I would imagine the putts were falling for you that day.
Oh, yeah, they were. I made 6 birdies that day, and four of them were probably within 5 feet. So, I mean, I was able to capitalize on those, and one of them was just a bomb, and I wasn't even, you know, there's one of those where you're trying to get close, and you end up having to make it, and it was just one of those days. And I do play these golf balls that have a rose on them, and they say 93 for September 3rd. It's from my niece that passed away in the fall, and I know she was with me that day, because it seemed like on a couple of shots where I thought they were going to go loose, it seemed like there was a little gust of wind that helped it just a little bit, and I know she was with me that day, and she's going to be with me through college too, because I'm going to be playing those golf balls.
Okay, well, that's a great story to hear. Now, talk a little bit about the course in Ankeny and some of the competition where some of the players I would imagine you've probably faced before.
A couple of the players, one is Caleb Peters and one is Frank Linwall. They're both amazing players, and I've been playing with them since I was probably 8 years old or 9 years old, and just traveling around Iowa playing just the junior tour events, and I've kept in touch with them a little bit, and I mean, there was some stiff competition down there. I mean, it was tough, because I knew in, you know, going down there, there's going to be some good scores. I knew that I had to really practice. Like, I practiced a lot beforehand, because I wasn't going to go down there and, you know,
just show up. You wanted to compete.
I mean, I wanted to compete, exactly. Yeah, I've faced a couple down there before. There was a couple people that actually came up from Missouri. One of them that qualified, the other one that qualified, he was from Missouri. And in fact, my college coach, he's actually looking at him right now. So it's kind of weird, kind of ironic. But yeah, there was some great competition down there, and I'm glad I was able to pull through in that.
Visiting again with Jake Ludd, he's going to be in a national tournament at Flint Hills Golf Course in Andover, Kansas. Now, is it a couple of rounds? What's the competition?
I leave this Friday just to go down there and maybe check out the course and do registration and stuff like that for the tournament. Then Saturday is a practice round, kind of just get a feel for the course, take some notes. Then that night, you know, have like a rules meeting and a players' dinner. Sunday, kind of repeat of the first day. Another practice round, get another feel for the course, get your final thoughts on it. And then Monday, the competition starts with stroke play. So that's 18 holes Monday, 18 holes Tuesday, and then they take the top 64 from there, and then they go on to match play starting Wednesday.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I hope you get to that top 64. Keep us posted on how things are going for you.
No problem.
Down there. Now, you, of course, getting ready to go on to college at Missouri Science and Technology again, Rolla, Missouri. How did you happen upon this school again, Jake?
Well, I looked at the school before, and in case I wanted to do something kind of science and techie. At first, I was going to go to Central College to study business because I was thinking between business. I didn't know what I was going to do yet, but I was kind of leaning towards that already. And I loved the coach there. I mean, we got along so well. You know, I saw him a couple times, made a couple visits down there, and was able to have that, you know, connection with him that I knew was going to be good for the team and, you know, good for me. So I was almost set on going down there. And then I got a letter for their golf thing again one day, and it was from a different coach. It wasn't him. And it was just kind of weird. So we were trying to find him, just see where he went, because, I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to follow him or not. I was thinking, must still go in there. But we found him, and as you know, college coaches aren't allowed to talk to you unless you talk to them.
So, oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, yeah, so that's why he wasn't.
Yeah, so that's why he wasn't kind of keeping in touch with me, is because he moved on to another school. So he's not allowed to talk to other players that he was talking to before. So then we found him and got in touch with him, and he eventually told us that he had to, he moved down to Rolla, Missouri to replace the coaches down there because they haven't had golf since 2003. So they're starting it back up this fall for the first time. And I just kind of went down there. I've already known about the school a little bit, but I kept in touch with him. He asked if I wanted to come down for a couple of visits just to see what the school was like. And I went down there a couple times, for once for an unofficial visit and one for the pro day in April. And it's a great campus. It's nice to get around. It's not too big. It's a pretty decent size, but it's easy to get around. And everything you need, whether it's restaurants or, you know, groceries or anything, you know, it's a 5-minute walk from the campus. You know, you don't even need to drive anywhere to go get what you want.
Do you know who you're going to be playing with, some of your teammates?
One of them is Brian Stogsdale. He's from Naperville, Illinois. I played in a tournament at TPC Deer Run with him a couple months ago. And I talked to him a little bit. We kind of talked a little bit on the range because we knew we were going to the same school together. And he's going to be my roommate down there. We already agreed we're going to be roommates down there and stuff. He's going to put all the golfers together. So it's going to be a fun time, and I'm looking forward to it.
What level of competition? Are you NCAA Division II, or what are they?
Division II, yep.
Okay, and now who are some of the schools that you'll be competing against? Do you know?
I'm not all sure exactly what schools. It's going to be, I mean, we're going to be competing, obviously some in Missouri. Then we're going to do some in Springfield, Illinois. And then one of our last meets, we go to Puerto Rico if they take the top five instead of the top six like they do in high school. So whoever's in the top five there gets to go to Puerto Rico at the end of the year, enjoy themselves, and, you know, kind of cap off the season like that.
Again, visiting with Jake Lowe. We got about 5 more minutes. Again, I appreciate you coming in. You going to go down and watch any of the John Deere Classic at all, Jake?
No, it's tough. It's the same week as that tournament. So it starts, I think that starts the 13th
or something. Right, yeah, it starts this Thursday.
That. Yeah, it starts on, and then
of course
I'm
you're leaving Friday, yeah.
This Thursday. So I'm leaving Friday, and I'm probably going to be watching it on TV, whenever I have some free time. Because, I mean, I still got some favorites that I really want to see come back and win this. But it's the first year I'm not going to be able to make it down myself. So I'm definitely going to be watching it from the TV, and,
Well, I know golf has always been a big part of your life. You certainly had an outstanding career for the Clinton River Kings, now getting ready to take it to the college level. What is it about the game of golf that you just enjoy so much? And I know you want to make it a career with your business major.
Ever since I was 2 years old, you know, I would go to, I would always be interested. I would take the TV remote and I would look at the golfers on the TV and I would try to mimic their swings. And then, you know, I would go to daycare when my parents were at work, and I would take golf videos or just some golf balls and a plastic golf club to swing around in the playroom. I mean, I was just like, a couple of the teachers there, they were like, I can't believe there's a 3-year-old kid here with golf videos and a golf club, because I've never seen that before ever. So I mean, it's just always been a love of mine. I've always been interested in it. My dad tried basketball with me when I was 9 or 10. I did a basketball camp for a couple months, but I just didn't really want to do it. I mean, I like basketball, but I really wanted to focus on golf. It's just, I love the competitiveness. I love, you don't have to rely on a team, you're relying on yourself. So I mean, knowing that you have to go out there and do it yourself makes you a lot better for yourself. You don't have to rely on anybody else backing you up. You're going out there for you, and if it's not good enough, it's not good enough.
Your high school coach, Paul Niedermeyer, recently got his first hole in one.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, 100 yards out or something like that. Still with a hole in one.
Yeah, still a hole in one.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I had one, I guess, to my the manager at the golf course, Chris Klon. I guess it's not official because it's on the par 3 course out there instead of the regular course.
Right.
So it was the second hole out there. It's straight up the hill, 135 yards or so. And another former River King, Jim Rosenberger, he was caddying for me. He this was right before the U.S. Junior Am qualifier last year, and he was getting my yardages down, getting a better feel for my game for that qualifier, and we were just practicing my wedge shots and stuff on the par 3 course, and he gave me a little suggestion. He's like, well, it's a little downwind, you know, 135 yards, so I think you should hit this 50-degree wedge. I was like, okay. So I hit it, and it's right at it, and I was like, well, it might be a little short because, I mean, it's a little downwind, but it's uphill, so I don't know if it's going to get there or not. And as it's about to land, we hear whack. It just flew. And he looks at me. He's like, Jake, where'd your ball go? I was like, well, it hit the pin. He's like, well, I know that, but I don't. There's no way
it
stayed in.
Yeah.
There's no way it stayed in. And I was like, well, it didn't bounce anywhere. I didn't see it. So we got up there, and sure enough, it was right in the hole for my first hole in one.
You know, I like that par 3 course. I mean, it's so good to work on your irons and different things that. That is great. So, again, you're going to be leaving the Flint Hills Golf Course in Andover, Kansas. Do you know anything about the course?
No, not at all. My dad and I have looked at a few pictures of the course. We looked at videos. We've kind of looked over the scorecard. We've even looked over what it's going to be like down there. The USGA's kind of told us what it's going to be like down there. It's Georgia grass. It's Kentucky bluegrass just like it is here, but that's only the rough. The Georgia grass is in the fairway and the tee boxes. It's going to be like 3.5-4 inch rough down there. Kentucky bluegrass, and then the greens are bent grass. So, and it's very, very hot down there in July. So make sure to stay hydrated down there and just try to stay cool.
So now, when you practice, you mentioned the practice that you have put in. I would imagine it's on the putting green, it's on the driving range, actually going out onto the course. How do you prepare yourself for a tournament?
I kind of go out with my dad sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll just go out with myself and just go out there and hit some shots, play around the golf, kind of take my stats, you know, how many fairways I hit, how many greens I hit, and try to work on, you know, my weaknesses that day. But my dad and I will sometimes go out and we'll put myself in positions where, you know, I wouldn't really want to be. So that way, if I, you know, get myself in the trees, I know how to recover. If I get myself in fescue, I know how to recover. If I, you know, just in different places to recover instead of being in the middle of the fairway every once in a while, I just put myself in some bad positions, see if I can recover the same way from there. That's just how I prepare for it because I know very well as a golfer, and a lot of other golfers know this, you're going to go out there, you're not going to hit every shot like you want to. So there's going to be 1, 2, 8, you know, however many shots you hit that are going to go wild, and you're going to have to know how to recover from there. And if you don't know how to, then you're going to struggle.
Well, best of luck to you. I know you got to be excited about it. And anything coming up after this or just right to college?
Right after this tournament, I have the Iowa Amateur over in Cedar Rapids at Cedar Rapids Country Club. And Jim's going to be caddying for me for that. So,
okay, well, not a bad choice.
No, not at all.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.